WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Darielle Aldinger. There have been hours of closing arguments today in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump. The jury and the former president have been focused throughout the day.
He occasionally glanced right over at the people who will decide his fate, those five women and seven men. Sometimes he kept focused on his lawyer or shook his head if he heard something he didn't like from the prosecutor. But after these lengthy closing arguments and 5 weeks of testimony from 22 witnesses, the jury will have this case tomorrow.
ABC's Aaron Katursky outside Manhattan Criminal Court. Seven people were hurt. Two are unaccounted for after an explosion today at a commercial building in downtown Youngstown, Ohio. State officials say it could be days before power is restored to hundreds of thousands of customers across Texas after this morning's strong storms. The White House has condemned the deadly IDF raid on Rafah, but says there are no plans to change U.S. policy towards Israel. This is ABC News. Pope Francis has apologized after he was quoted using a vulgar and derogatory term about gay men to reaffirm the Catholic Church's ban on gay priests. A Hollywood titan has died.
When The Godfather won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1973, it was producer Al Ruddy who actually got the statue.
The American dream and what we all want, for me at least, is represented by this. It's there for everybody if we want to work, dream, and try to get it.
Ruddy also won an Oscar for producing the boxing film Million Dollar Baby, and he co-created the sitcom Hogan's Heroes. Recently, Ruddy was played by Miles Teller in the Paramount Plus series The Offer about the making of The Godfather.
This is not just some gangster film.
Al Ruddy was 94. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Danish wind farm developer Ørsted is going to pay New Jersey $125 million to settle claims over the company's canceled offshore wind farms. That's more than a third of what the company was once required to pay. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pack is back to practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers resume off-season OTA practices. Matt LaFleur asked about defensive back Eric Stokes recovering from that severe leg and foot injury from two seasons ago.
What this off-season has afforded him was an opportunity to really train. Just when you look at him physically, his body looks different. Certainly he's hitting some very fast speeds out there on practice. Obviously we monitor all that. And I can tell mentally he feels like he's in a great place.
NBA playoffs, the Celtics beat the Pacers 105-102 to complete a four-game sweep and now head to the finals. Baseball game two of the Brewers' four-game series against the Cubs continues tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers won yesterday 5-1. Craig Counsell asked, when did he first consider leaving Milwaukee?
You know, when David Stearns leaving made you think about it a lot. I don't know how it couldn't, right?
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Sunny and a high in the low 70s Wednesday. More sun and up to the low 70s Thursday with another chance of rain Thursday night and Friday. And rain chances continue into the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. Right now it's 61.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We welcome back Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson on the Lincoln Project. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Pete will return with live programming on Wednesday, May 29th.
This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to Nightlight. The night is lit. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, broadcasting live from Green Bay, Wisconsin, beautiful downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing at WGBW, broadcasting statewide. For your listening pleasure, great to have you with me. Hope you'll be part of the show like you always are. Got a good one tonight. We're going to be talking. One word tease. That's all I need for this show. You ready, Conrad?
Yep.
Bigfoot.
There you go.
That's all you need to know. We will be covering Bigfoot tonight on the show at 8:35. We are going to talk about, there's a Bigfoot convention about an hour north of Green Bay in the Marinette area where I live. And it was a big success last year. And we will have a Bigfoot enthusiast on at 8:35. I have questions. You may have questions. I'm very curious. Part of me has always wanted there to be a Bigfoot, a Loch Ness Monster. I don't think there are, but I'm open to the idea that something exists. And I know scientists have said, like, well, maybe something exists, like, way below the surface of the sea, an area that's harder to investigate. Something that slipped through the cracks, a megalodon that lived. That would be cool. But it's possible. Nessie could be out there. Bigfoot could be out there. I'm open to it. That's all I'll say. So we'll talk Bigfoot at 8:35 with my pal Mike Desitel. And then my other good friend, Terry Bell, who is the Civic Media News Director. Terry is a big fan of Taylor Tomlinson. I was not as familiar with her comedy, but he shared some reels with me over Facebook, and she is so funny. And I said, Terry, you got to come on the show, and we got to discuss this and expose our audience to Taylor Tomlinson. Very funny stand-up comic who will be performing next weekend at Comedy on State in Madison. Terry will be along at 8:05, and then coming up in studio in a few minutes is my pal Heather Heil. She will be here. She works at the Green Bay Children's Museum. She is also, would you call her a TV buff, Conrad? How would you describe Heather?
I mean, after that office quiz, she did really well.
She did really well.
So I would say TV show enthusiast.
Okay. Maybe not necessarily a buff yet.
We'll have to see how she does with the quiz tonight.
Yeah, she's going to take me to task on my Ted Lasso hatred. And hatred's a strong word. Despisal? I just made up a word there. No, I don't despise it either. So we'll talk Ted Lasso. We'll talk. We have a friends quiz we're going to give Heather this time. Last time she took our office quiz And as Conrad said, did quite well. Are you ready to take some texts, Conrad? I feel like we're going to need a lot of listener interaction tonight because of our topics.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Definitely ready to take some texts.
Very cool. So Sherry's checking in already on the stream. Hello, Sherry. She says, I believe Sherry believes in Bigfoot. That's our question tonight. Let's just do that. What mythical creature do you believe in?
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns.
What about a Pegasus?
I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
Should we make it more centralized or more specific? Do you believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah. I mean,
all right, let's do that.
There's so many mythical creatures you could Loch Ness Monster.
Well, that's the one. See, I feel like if either one of them is going to exist, it would be Nessie, because underwater, I think it's harder to track that stuff.
Yeah. You don't know what's down there.
You don't know what's down there. And I don't think that body of water in Scotland is that deep, but I don't know. Let's do this. Here's our question. Do you believe in Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? That's the question tonight. Do you believe in Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know. That's a fun one. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. I'm open to it. I can't say I believe, but I love listening to other people. I don't know that I believe in the paranormal, but it's so fun when Todd Michaels comes on.
Yeah.
Because he's so measured and just makes sense. And he says he's open to it too. So,
you know what's another one? The Yeti.
All right, we'll add that one. The Yeti or...
The Yeti is just the snow Bigfoot.
Correct. From the Santa Claus is coming to town, there was a Yeti.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I just thought that'd be a good question for our friends quiz. Remember the Yeti episode?
Yes.
But if Heather's listening, that we just gave her an answer. So do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or the Loch Ness Monster? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. I love reading people's texts on the air. It is so much fun when people interact. Sherry says unicorns. She says she believes in both. I assume she means Nessie or Bigfoot. Stacy Sue checking in says, I always believed in Loch Ness, never Bigfoot. Okay, there you go. It's easier to make the leap, I think, with the water. You don't know what's down there. It's crazy. So good guests, a good question. Lots going on in show business. I watched, leading up to the Oscars, I heard from all the people we talked to about show business, about the film Iron Claw. And I finally watched it. It's available to stream now on HBO. I watched it last night. It is a heartbreaking story. And based on a true story. And I wish I had seen this before Rich Lucasio was on the show. He was here last week talking wrestling, and the Von Erich brothers were all wrestlers being raised by a wrestling father who was famous for the move, the Iron Claw. It was Zac Efron was really good. He was obviously all roided up, and he didn't even look like himself, but he was good. Jeremy Allen White was good. This great actor, Holt, I got to look him up. His first name is Holt McEnany or something like that. He was really good as the dad. But this family had a tragic story when it came to wrestling and how the kids were raised. And I assume it was, you know, reasonably close to what really happened. But they lost like three boys. All for different reasons. They all took their own lives. And it was what I liked about it. Holt McElhaney. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. But he was also in, what's the FBI show, Conrad?
That doesn't narrow
come
it
on,
down.
Come on, man. What's the FBI show? You know it.
There's like a billion.
No, it's the guy from Glee was on it, and he's a Broadway star. My daughter's actually here tonight. I'm going to ask her because we watched it together. Holt McElhaney, I think that's his name. If you see the guy's face, you'd know him. He's a really good actor. But he played the dad really well. Maura Tierney plays Doris Von Erich. You know, the dad was like just jerky enough not to be over the top, but you could also see why the boys would react the way they did to him, that he kind of forced them into wrestling and they were good. They all had title shots. Really good film. And I'm not necessarily a wrestling fan, except when Rich LoCascio is here. Then I say I am. But I recommend it. Iron Claw. It's good. And I am really trying to muscle through Baby Reindeer, but it just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Conrad's afraid to watch it. And yeah. Why is that? Why did you say that? What have you heard about it?
I don't know. I just don't like those types. You know, I'm just more happy-go-lucky type of shows, you know?
Yeah. The lead character is like, he is definitely not a cliche, I will say that. And it's weird. There's a lawsuit brewing between the woman who is based, the stalker is based on in real life.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and she, the more I watch this show, she's nuts. But he's almost crazier than she is. He's like this emotional punching board. He's just a really strange character. It's crazy, but I'm on like episode 5 or 6, and I just, at this point, I'm going to get through it to finish it, but I don't think I can recommend it. Like, I liked the first couple episodes. It was kind of weird, but it has gotten weirder and weirder. Very strange show. From the 608, Robert checking in from McFarland says, Nessie, baby. He believes in Nessie. Or is open to it. Oh, here you go. Tom from New Berlin, the 414, says, sturgeon, the fish is real. The rest is speculation. It, you know what, though? That kind of makes the argument, Tom, like, because a sturgeon is a prehistoric fish, and they can be huge. They can be like 12. I think some can be like 14 feet long. I've seen those. I didn't even know what to make of them. They look so weird. I might see something and go, that looks like a mythical creature.
It does, yeah.
Very, very strange. And we had Ed the Diver on a few weeks ago, and he, on one of his videos, he pets a sturgeon. And it is so ugly. It looks like something out of a horror film. And you're like, oh, that doesn't exist. Hollywood made that up. No, they're real. You don't know what's down there. Good answers so far. That's our question. Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster, Yetis, or Big Feet, or a Bigfoot? Let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We will talk more in depth about this. There is a Bigfoot convention in my hometown of Marinette, Wisconsin. They're getting it done up there when it comes to large-feeted monsters. So we'll keep talking about that. The last Seinfeld aired today in 1998 after 9 seasons. Kind of a controversial ending. And it's B. Arthur's birthday this week. We have to do, when we come back, I want to play a really funny clip from B. Arthur. She was so funny. She was comedic gold on The Golden Girls and the show Maude. Very funny. She was also a Marine. I did not know that until I did some research yesterday. Really interesting character, an American original, B. Arthur. We'll talk about that next, and we'll read more of your texts. Heather Heil coming up at 7:35. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight. So great to have you with me tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart when it did not fall.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball?
to show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Pete will return with live programming on Wednesday, May 29th.
You're just too good to be true.
Can't such a great song. It's Frankie Valli's birthday, like last week, right? Is that why we...
I just really like that song.
What did you do? You just told me you watched something.
It's in Unfrosted.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Unfrosted. When they're pouring the cereals.
Yeah, movie ruined a perfectly good song. No, it wasn't terrible. The first gift I ever got my wife was at Hallmark Gifts at the Pine Tree Mall in Marinette. I was like 21 or 22, and I saw it was Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse in a convertible. And they were kind of looking at each other like lovebirds. And that was the song. Like, you wind it up as like a music box. And that was the song. That's one of my all-time favorite songs. And have you ever seen the movie The Deer Hunter, Conrad?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Who's in that?
De Niro, Christopher Walken. It's a movie about Vietnam, but there's a great scene where they're shooting pool in the bar right before they're all heading over to Vietnam. And that song is just cranked in the bar and they're all singing it. It's just like this beautiful moment of innocence before they go over and fight in the war, like these steelworking friends. It's like one of my favorite scenes in movie history. I think that's the first time I ever heard that song when I was like in high school. So great. It's kind of cracked me up. I have friends. What do you do, Conrad, when you drop a call? A call drops. What's the first thing you say to the person on the other end of the line? Do you call them back right away?
I call him back, but oh, so, sorry, something must have happened there.
Do you even say that?
I do.
I have friends that still say, now what happened there? It's like, and I don't even have the patience to answer that. It's like, it's technology. It happens all the time. We could spend 2 minutes trying to figure out who lost a bar and drop the call. Because that's like when cell phones first happened. Now, hold on a second. I thought I had bars, but the call dropped. What happened there? Yeah, because I was about to go through a tunnel, but I wasn't in there yet. So I don't know why. That was weird. Like you're breaking it down scientifically. And now I think when a call drops, I just call right back. Hey, that's it. Hey, hey, man. Yeah, where were we? That's it. You don't need to explain it.
I always just be like, oh, sorry, something must have happened there, and then keep going.
If it's like a business call, yeah. Oh, sorry, I got attacked by a Yeti. I lost the call. I don't know why that cracks me up so much. This is like one of those things like in life that doesn't need to be discussed. Let's just move on. The call dropped. We're not going to fix it. It's not coming back. Here's another thing. I just have to get this off my chest. Throughout the day, various things bother me. Have you noticed that about me? Okay. So I play video poker. All right. I use an app. The other night, and I've seen this before too, I'm at a table. I'm playing what's called a sit and go. You play Texas Hold'em. And you basically have to outlast the other people at the table. Well, I'm sitting there. And most of the people, like some of us use real photos. It's just our Facebook picture. Other people use avatars. It's like the dinosaur, the crazy mob looking guy, whatever. And that's fine. Well, some of the avatars are like pretty girls. So this one guy gets to the table. His picture is real. It's like his Facebook picture. Kind of a regular Joe, meat and potatoes kind of guy. He sends a rose to an avatar. He's hitting on an avatar at the virtual poker table. So I'm like, well, all right, maybe they're friends, whatever. The avatar has no friends. I check. You can click on it, get information about how many chips they have, that kind of thing. This guy, how lonely are you in your life that you are sending a rose to an avatar at a virtual poker table?
Hey, you never know where you're going to find your missus.
I, you know what? And who am I to judge, Conrad? Honestly, whatever this guy needs to put love in his life, even if it's from a two-dimensional cartoon character. It was probably a bot, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's depressing. But I'm like, it's one of those things, too, that happened. I'm like, God, there's no one here I can share this with. I'm going to have to wait till I have to go on the air to talk about this. Because I'll tell my wife stuff like that, and she'll just go, huh, okay. Like, unfazed. Doesn't care. All right, so it is Stacey Sue checking in on the stream. Wait, Sherry says they found those. Well, maybe Sherry's talking about Bigfoot. What are you referring to, Sherry? What did they find? Sturgeons, yes. Stacey Sue says, I'm afraid of things in the river. I don't go tubing. Stacey thinks she's going to get eaten by a Loch Ness monster tubing on the river. I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think there are any recorded Loch Ness monster attacks. Yeah, Sherry says the big fish, the sturgeon. Yeah, those are real. I believe in the sturgeon. Without a doubt. I'm a big sturgeon guy. And then I love the texts we get are so great. Paul, your mom's checking in, Conrad. I really can't discount any of those creatures. How do we know they don't exist? Correct.
Yeah.
Conversely, you could say we have no proof really that they do exist. So I'm with you, Paul. I'm like, I'm open to it. If they're out there, I think it's kind of cool, actually.
I'm still thinking there's a megalodon out there.
That scares the living daylights out of me. The megalodon. Oh, that's what Sherry was referring to, too. Yeah, there could be. I mean, what does the ocean go like 12 miles deep or something like that?
It's
no way you have that off the top of your head.
That would be cool if I did.
It would be cool if you did. Steve says from the 920, Conrad's dad says, ask Conrad about his dad's run-in with Bigfoot. Long story short, Channel 6 Milwaukee had me confused with another Steve Krieger that lived by us in the Campbellsport area that apparently saw something that looked like Bigfoot in the Holy Hill area of Hubertus, Wisconsin. Conrad was probably 10 at the time.
I don't remember.
Conrad, get out of bed. We're going to look for this thing. But they never find it. That's the thing. I believe there are sightings. I believe there are people see things they're not sure about. There just isn't really any concrete proof that I'm aware of. Maybe Mike Desitel will steer us differently at 8:35. From the 414, Tom from New Berlin says, B, love my mom, Beatrice Arrivetier Rosie. I don't understand that. Tom, we need clarification on that, buddy. Your text, your thumb work was not good in that text, but I'd love to read that because I think it was a B. Arthur text. And I'm obsessed with B. Arthur this week. Robert from McFarland says, studies say 90% of men are extremely lonely and say they have no friends. That might be true, but texting an avatar isn't going to fix that. Go to a singles bar.
So you hit up the poker app.
Go to a chat room. Yeah, I got to go play poker and text two-dimensional cartoons. At least Marge Simpson is, or can be three-dimensional. I don't know. Hey, Heather Heil is coming up next. We are going to talk about Ted Lasso and Friends. That'll be fun. I'll finish reading your texts as well. Our question tonight, do you believe in Yeti, the Bigfoot, or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know. Having some fun here. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Walk
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. ABC News, I'm Daria Altinger. There have been hours of closing arguments today in the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump. The jury and the former president have been focused throughout the day.
He occasionally glanced right over at the people who will decide his fate, those five women and seven men. Sometimes he kept focused on his lawyer or shook his head if he heard something he didn't like from the prosecutor. But after these lengthy closing arguments and 5 weeks of testimony from 22 witnesses, the jury will have this case tomorrow.
ABC's Aaron Katursky outside Manhattan Criminal Court. Seven people were hurt. Two are unaccounted for after an explosion today at a commercial building in downtown Youngstown, Ohio. State officials say it could be days before power is restored to hundreds of thousands of customers across Texas after this morning's strong storms. The White House has condemned the deadly IDF raid on Rafah, but says there are no plans to change U.S. policy towards Israel. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The law that took union rights away from most public sector workers in Wisconsin is back in court. Arguments in a Madison courtroom Tuesday are part of a new effort to get Act 10 overturned. Law faces a new challenge now that the state Supreme Court has flipped to liberal control. If you have loved ones with Alzheimer's, experts say communication skills are important if they start to feel overwhelmed at big summer gatherings.
Someone says, oh boy, I'm not feeling well. I gotta go home. Okay, tell us what home means to you. What is it like at the home? Oh, you grew up on so-and-so Avenue. Tell us about that. Don't say, remember this, remember that.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers for people with dementia instead. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. Eight of the top 10 nominees come from just three shows, FX's The Bear, Max's Hacks, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Eben Moss Bachrach, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Pergetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Rian Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the whodunit franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low in the mid-40s tonight. Sunny and a high in the low 70s Wednesday. More sun and up to the low 70s Thursday with another chance of rain Thursday night and Friday. And rain chances continue into the weekend. Highs stay in the 70s. Right now it's 61.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Florida's governor removes mentions of a changing climate from state law. A TV meteorologist was having none of that.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Pete will return with live programming on Wednesday, May 29th.
On civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabe anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to Nightlight, a Tuesday edition of our fun show that discusses all things entertainment, TV, movies, comedy, music. We've got you covered. And our question tonight is, do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or the Loch Ness Monster? Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Joining me now to discuss such things as well as other things is Heather Heil. She is the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum and a frequent guest on the show. Great to have you back, Heather.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's always good to be here.
It's so much fun because you always come in, and I like that. It's so much more fun to have guests in
there's
the
like
studio.
I'm like bottom of the barrel. Like, he's like, no one else needs to come in tonight. Heather's. I'm just
now,
kidding.
Wait a minute. I never said
no,
that.
No, I know.
We always have
no,
fun.
No, I love the opportunity to come in and have some fun with you. So thank you.
Did you know, Heather, that Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, MinocquaBrewingCompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm going there tomorrow.
No way.
Yeah, for real.
To the Minocqua Brewing Company?
Well,
you gotta
I'm
go.
Going to Madison for a children's museum conference. So the national conference is in Madison. So I head down tomorrow. I'm there for the rest of the week. And I feel like I'm going to go and listen to some poetry and drink some brew.
I'm telling you, they have great. I had a craft soda. And Conrad, we were talking about this last night. Do you know what craft means? Like when people talk about craft beer.
Does it mean that they're making it? Like homemade?
Probably, right?
I would think so.
I meant to Google it last night, but once
that
I walked out the door.
Okay,
that's probably.
I feel like that would make sense. Someone will tell us if we're wrong, though.
But when I'm thinking about being refreshed and having a beverage, I don't want to think about crafts fairs. Have you ever been to a crafts fair?
Yes, I have. Yeah. No, wrap it up.
Not my thing.
No, me neither. Yeah. Not so much.
Those are crafts.
But I know that
items.
There are people that like love those things.
Yeah,
and that's really fantastic for you.
Okay,
I think it's great.
Craft soda is a soft drink that is produced in a small quantity from natural ingredients.
Oh, see.
Look at that. Okay.
Thank you.
The K-Man.
Yeah.
And that's scientific.
Had to run to the Google.
So, all right. I'm going to ask you our question first because this fascinates me. I've always been fascinated by Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I was ever exposed to Bigfoot was on the $6 Million Man mm-hmm. when he chased after Bigfoot. So I was like, do they exist? Well, if it's on a TV show, why wouldn't it exist? Mm-hmm. So I believed in it for a while, then I wasn't so sure. So tonight we're discussing, do you believe in any of that stuff? Bigfoot or the Yeti or...
I believe in the magic of it, but not... I mean, when I was little, same. The movie I watched was Harry and the Hendersons. I mean, not a lot of people probably know what that is.
That's not scientific,
but,
though.
No, but I thought, this is real. This is very real. But I also, like Conrad was talking early, I believe in the Megalodon. It is 100% out there.
What Sherry said, too. And I'll tell you what, it's interesting. There's something called the Greenland shark.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this about three months ago. They're bigger than a great white. They're huge. Mm-hmm. And they live for like anywhere from 300 to 500 years.
Yes, they
and
do.
And this one they showed in the photo looked like it had lived for 400 years. Mm-hmm. They estimated it was 420 years old. It was swimming in the ocean before George Washington was born.
I know. I can't. Can you wrap your head around that?
I can't.
That's so much.
And they go so slow. They go like less than a mile an hour. And my only thought would be, kill me. If that's your life.
That.
Right?
I know. But.
I mean, maybe they procreate. That's a few minutes of fun.
Well, they would have. They would have to.
I would think.
I would. And I think they're solo, though. I don't think they partner up.
Really?
Most sharks do not, no. I mean, they have, like, they're finding scientific evidence that they might mate with the same sharks, but they don't stay together. Like,
they go a couple?
Yeah, they go to different breeding grounds, and then they come back, and they're like, oh, hey, yeah, there you were. I knew you.
Who do they take to game night?
I know.
Speed dating. What do they do? I don't know. It was fascinating. And I thought this shark, it really looked like it was that old. And it was really, so I had never heard of that. Now, I'm not a scientist, contrary to popular opinion. But that blew my mind. Did you just get that?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
You little thought I was a scientist.
Yeah, like, okay. Yes, he's a scientist.
You've got a lot
just
on your mind.
Just play one on TV. I do.
Listen, you got,
I got a lot going on.
Tell me what's happening at the Children's Museum.
So much. Well, we have this big conference coming up where everyone, I mean, like, across the world is coming together. This is like Hong Kong is going to be there. It is a big deal.
The Hong Kong Children's Museum
will be there. So, and we all connected through the pandemic. So now we come together yearly and just chat about the challenges that children's museums are facing and how we can be stronger together. I mean, as more and more evidence is showing that 0 to 5 age range is that 80% of brain development. And we are such a huge part in that play-based educational learning, that we need to continue to put those kids first.
Good for you.
So thank you. So, just doing that, just building
How long does that last? You going to Madison like for the whole weekend or is it?
I'm going to go Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Friday, I'm going to hop on a little jet plane and head to Tampa for 36 hours. So
what's going on in Tampa?
Dan, the man has a little birthday party celebration that we're going to have.
Here?
So yeah, we're going to go down there and just have some fun. I'm sure we'll do a little tiki bar action down there.
A lot
and
of those down there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So we like that. Maybe lay on a beach. Just
you're
going to
do something very un-kids museum related activities.
Absolutely. Okay. I need to debrief a little bit. Yes, I am human. So,
all right. You've got another thing here. I thought I didn't know you were part of this and you're more than just part of it. It's the founder. You're the founder of the Bark and Blue Foundation. What is that? Tell us about that. That sounds really cool.
So the Bark and Blue Foundation is an organization that helps to raise money and support police canines. So we all know that police departments can budget for themselves, but anyone who owns a pet also knows that there can be unforeseen expenses. And we don't want to see something that the department is using and investing a lot of time and energy into get the bottom of the barrel, lowest bitter type things. And there's also vet bills and there's other things that they need help with. So we help offset those costs. So right now, the Bark and Blue Foundation serves all of the Brown County police departments and one in Outagamie, the Outagamie County Sheriff's Department. So we do golf outings and we have fundraisers where you can come and meet the dogs. And
do the dogs play golf?
They do.
Do they?
They come out on the course and
be better than me,
I know, probably. Do you not? I don't play
a short game.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I don't play golf.
I got it. Do you have
a good
long game?
Do I what?
Do you have a good long game?
If I get lucky, sure.
Okay.
No,
see,
I'm
not a golfer. I can putt like nobody's business,
really,
but to tee off, forget about it.
Yeah,
I've got nothing.
With me, it's the other way around. You're not really a good golfer, Conrad. Back me up. Without a short game, right?
Yeah, you definitely need some short game.
Well, I got that. I got that game.
Drive for show. You know the rest of it, right?
No.
What is
drive for show, putt for dough.
There you,
how do I know that?
I know.
Golfing
so
guy
I
in the world.
So I should take you guys out putting then, is what you're saying.
You dominate.
I love to go to mini golf.
Yes.
Little putt.
All right, so tell us more. Okay, so that's pretty cool. So you got a golf event. They get to meet the dogs to see if they want to take them home. Is that how that works? Or
just to meet the dogs and the service and ask the questions. And most of the time, when we have interactions with the police department, it's probably not a great one. So this is just more of a community service, warm and fuzzy, of being able to ask questions and how they train and if they go home with their families. A lot of them have other dogs. They bring them. The dogs are able to turn it on and off and just the training that goes into that. And if you think about it, a police canine, and I know people have feelings on this, which you should, but a police canine is the only tool that a police officer has that is retractable. So once a police officer says to you, Pete, stop with your hands up, don't move.
God, I've had a nickel for every time.
And you move,
and
they do any of the other tools that they have in their arsenal, something not so great is going to happen to Pete. But if they deploy a dog and you just say, no, wait, they can say down, and the dog stops.
Huh.
So it's a retractable tool. So it's a safety issue.
Mm-hmm. The police wouldn't even have to pull a weapon or anything with me because I'm allergic to dogs. All they would have to do is send the dog over there and my eyes would start tearing up and getting all scratchy. No one wants to see Pete like that.
No, not a
That's really cool. That's really, and who doesn't love police dogs, right? It's like
they're
the saddest
amazing.
Thing in the world on the news when you hear something happen to a police dog, and it does happen sometimes.
It does sometimes. There's some not so great people in this world. So we want to protect them and train them and get them all situated so they can come home safely at the end of the night.
Good for you. And you're the founder.
I'm the founder and the president.
Yes. And the president.
So we have, if you, barkandbluefoundation.org. Bark and
check it out. Yeah. And are you a dog? Do you have a dog at home?
I do not. Okay. I had like the dog 5 years ago and I lost her. And it just, I haven't been able to move forward from that. You know, when you have the dog.
Yeah. Like a lot of people.
I still could be brought to my knees talking about her. She was my girl. So. Mm-hmm.
Will you ever get another dog, do you think?
I probably will eventually. My lifestyle doesn't support that right now. I like to jet all over the world and do radio shows with Pete Schwabba. So. Could I bring the dog in?
No, your backyard here. I guarantee you there's been a dog in this studio.
Oh, I'm sure there has. The mayor has for sure brought his dog in. Right. Yeah, 100%.
Well, that's really cool. I think that's a great and good for you. And a lot of people seem like they get dogs right away after the dog, and that helps. But I think I'd be more like you. Like, it's just like you got to have some space, right?
Right. I just need to grieve.
Yeah, I'm a dog person.
Do you own a dog?
I don't.
Okay.
I had a cat too. The cat lived 22 years.
Oh, wow. That's a good run.
I know, right? Like I celebrated its 21st birthday. It was amazing. Yeah. So,
but not the 22nd birthday you didn't celebrate? Oh, that's got to leave a.
Yeah. Hmm. So.
Well, that's cool. So you like dogs and cats. Wow.
I do. I love all
animals.
I'm
allergic to both. So.
Oh.
I can never come over for dinner.
I've also like thought of fostering, but I feel like I would be a foster fail because.
Why?
Like I just love them too much and I just. Yeah.
Okay.
I know they need like help.
What do you mean? Like you'd want to keep them?
Yeah,
or something?
I would.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, we're best friends. No, don't leave me.
Your best friends. That's you better than a guy sending a rose to a poker avatar in terms of friendship. Yeah.
No. I mean, okay. I was listening, but not the. Yep.
So on my poker app, there are sometimes people as a profile picture, they pick an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy got on there. Let's just call him Phil. And he had his real picture, and he sent a rose to the avatar.
Oh.
He's hitting on the avatar. Yeah.
She's not real. But maybe he, like, subscribes to the people that think that all of those avatars and robots and AI is going to come alive, and he wants
maybe,
him to know that he loves her.
Maybe this weekend in Tampa you'll party with him
maybe
and his avatar
I
girlfriend.
Hope so, yes.
Okay, so we talked about last time you were here, you did a friends quiz. That was pretty fun. You did very well. But
office quiz.
Office quiz.
Yep.
And now we took the time. Conrad has spent the better part of 3 weeks putting together a friends quiz, and you say you don't watch Friends. I asked you if you knew Friends, and you texted back and you said, we were on a break, which is Ross's famous line.
I know, it is.
To me, that says, yes, I know Friends.
I do, but not as well as The Office. So I'm a little gun shy, if I must admit, because last time I thought I was like, I know The Office. And then I was like, whoa, I don't know The Office.
But we had some tough questions in there, though.
You
and even
did.
People who know The Office sometimes don't. But maybe we can do that. We'll ask her the easy ones, Conrad.
Yeah. Or I want to take a swing at it, though, like a fighting chance.
Let's do it.
Let's read some text here, because people are really, they feel strongly about this question.
About the Yeti?
Conrad's dad sent him out once looking for a Bigfoot. Get out there, son.
Did you find him?
That's the...
He had a divining rod. He was walking around the woods. A little farther in, son. Our question tonight is, do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, or Loch Ness Monster? Robert from the 608 says, studies say... Oh, we already read that one. Okay. Jim from Appleton, the 920, says, Conrad, another potential guest to check out for the show, montesmagic.com. He is a Guinness World Record holder and runs a small theater magic school in Kimberley. Conrad, are you taking a memo?
Oh, I took a memo.
We got to find this guy. According to his website, he has done some TV and radio. Most interesting to me is that he moved from Hawaii to Wisconsin. Well, he already needs his head examined. Who does that? That's what Jim says. Who does that? I do it in the summer, Jim, but I'm with you. That's a big move. All right. We are going to talk. All right. When we come back, you're going to ask me about Ted Lasso.
I know. Because I love Ted Lasso.
And hate is a strong word, but I have issues. And we'll read some more text.
Okay.
That's coming up next. Ted Lasso. Talk and text. Do you believe in Bigfoot, the Yeti, Loch Ness? Let us know. It's a good debate. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a practical hack that I use to manage my spending. It's my wish list. A wish list is just a note I keep in my phone where I write down all the things I want to buy, but I don't have a plan or a budget to buy. You know, like stuff I see randomly on Instagram or TikTok, or these new shoes that my BFF just got that I am totally obsessed about. My wish list does two things. First, it gives me a place to put that feeling of want instead of just pulling out my credit card. And second, it gives me time to decide if I really want it. And then, if I can afford it. I revisit my wish list once a week or so. I take a look at every single thing on there, and then I pick if I want to find the budget for that thing or if I'm going to, you know, let it go. And I will tell you that mostly I end up letting things go. So if you're looking to cut back on spending, try making a wish list. This is Carrie Joy, and that has been your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the best of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Pete will return with live programming on Wednesday, May 29th.
We are back on Nightlight. It's Tuesday. We are broadcasting live in the state of Wisconsin. It is so beautiful here tonight. And it is great to be... It's great to be in Wisconsin. It's great to be on the radio. And it's great to be sitting here with Heather Heil, my guest, who is in studio with me right now. She is the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum and also the founder and president. Well, you found it and then you made yourself the president.
I did.
That's kind of
and
a no-brainer.
Yeah. So I still am
Barking blue.
Running that. And I have a board of directors and we help support police canines if you're just joining us.
You got a board of directors. Was I even considered in this? Or
You were, but you were too busy. Radio show, big time. Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why more people don't ask me for advice.
Well, in that whole like allergic to dog things, I thought, probably
doesn't
not the right
I can't,
fit.
You know,
we
dispense
do
information from a distance.
Okay.
Or just
think
I will
about consult
it.
With my people.
Think about it.
I'll take
I think
it under advisement.
Could be exactly what you need is a guy who doesn't want to be around dogs, so I can look at it from a perspective.
Outside perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just think about it. That's all I'm saying. All right, Ted Lasso, you love it.
I love it. You are not a big fan.
I'm not. And I'll
so
tell you
So I learned
why.
This the last time, and my friends listening
oh,
right
really?
Now, I was so shocked. Like, I went home, and I was like, Dan, Pete does not like Ted Lasso. And he's like, what? Who doesn't like Ted Lasso?
If you need me, my head will be in the pillow.
I know, right?
What? I mean.
Tell everyone why you right. are, please.
Here is what, it's funny. The jokes are funny. Bill Rubel, one of the executive producers, wrote, years ago, I sold a script to MGM that got made. It was called The Guy Thing. My writing partner, Greg, and I did two rewrites. We got replaced, as often happens. They brought in two guys, and one of them was Bill Rubel.
Oh,
and he's a Modern Family executive producer.
Yeah.
Very successful writer.
Sure.
Very funny guy. The jokes are great.
Mm-hmm.
But the show makes no sense. Under no circumstances would anyone... Okay, the show starts with Jason Sudeikis winning a national... football title in Division II in America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never would he go over to England to coach a soccer team. Admittedly, he knows nothing about it.
Challenge.
Okay.
I challenge this theory.
Please do.
Because there was another show, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, Ryan somebody.
One of the Ryans, yeah.
Has a soccer. He bought a soccer team and is running. And that's real life. And that is on a show. So this really could happen.
He could buy a team and own it, yeah, but they wouldn't hire him. Well, all right, she might hire him because she's trying to tank the team, which
was
stolen from Major League. However, he would not take the job. He won a college football Division II championship. Wherever
yes, he would.
Would a
he
guy...
totally would because he's Ted Lasso and he's just got this big, huge heart. And I know that you have the son factor, but...
The what?
That he would leave his son and his wife.
I needed to give her space. So you took a job coaching a sport you know nothing about in the UK? That doesn't make sense. He would move up the ranks in college football. He wouldn't go, you know what? I want to go coach a soccer. It doesn't make sense.
Yes, it
and
does.
I can't suspend my belief. I have to believe it would happen. And it's a simple fix. Put in that he coached soccer in America and had this opportunity.
That's what you're hinging on? Just because it wasn't
soccer
in America?
It would never happen.
Conrad, what do you think?
It would never happen ever. Conrad.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
When football coach going to coach soccer? When would that ever happen?
I don't think it would.
Wouldn't.
But I've only seen one episode, so I don't know anything about Ted Lasso.
It's just lazy writing. It could be fixed so easily.
Okay,
and then
so
the
because
show's
it was, you're looking at it from a writing perspective, then, which I completely respect because of that one little fact. But it was such a great, beautiful show.
It just made no sense.
Yes, it is. It's so good.
All right, I'm going to get my
heart bursting. It's funny.
It is.
And
but
lovable.
It's biscuits
with the boss.
But make it make sense. Make it have ground it somewhat in reality, and I'm with you. I mean, on the other hand, I like Happy Days, and the Fonz slapped the jukebox and it started. So,
well, see, there, and there's other shows that the writing there.
Yeah, but I was nine when I watched that. All right, you ready for some Friends trivia?
Do some Friends trivia. Okay. Oh, boy.
All right. Who said this quote? Conrad, you got the bell ready?
I do.
All right. Who said this quote? You threw my sandwich away? My sandwich? My sandwich?
Joey.
No.
Oh, really?
No, I know. That's
but
a bit...
I feel like that would be a Joey thing.
He's the eater, yeah.
He
it's
is
Ross.
The eater. Ross said right, that. Gonna... Oh, well, you were saying it. You were trying to get me there. Sorry.
Sad
it
ring.
Was Ross. Yes, yeah, sad.
All right. Okay. Until I was 25, I thought the response to I love you was, oh, crap.
Chandler.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah, that felt like him very much so.
All right. Here's one. I didn't know this one, but I think the character that says it, you won't be surprised. All right. I don't kiss and tell, but this hickey speaks for itself.
Joey. No.
Sad ring.
Sad ring.
Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe.
Kind of Phoebe-ish, right?
Yeah, it is kind of Phoebe-ish. More Joey, though. He'd be more proud of it, though.
Oh, this is funny. Okay. All right. I'll try to say it in her voice. You're a very sweet person, Ross.
Janice.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, with the voice.
The rest of the quote is, unfortunately, I just don't think I can take another second of you whining.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was a funny episode.
Yeah, that was
a funny. Whined so much, Janice got annoyed with him. All right. Okay, hey, buddy. This is a family place. Put the mouse back in the house.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. The house would be Central Perk.
Okay, put the mouse back in the house. Hey, buddy. The guy with the blonde hair, yes?
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Yeah, I can't think of his name, though. He has the blonde hair. He was the coffee guy, the bistro guy. Gunther.
Yes!
Woo!
Very well done.
Thank you. Took me a while to get there.
A multiple choice one. How many times was Ross legally divorced?
Two.
Is it A, 1, B, 4, C, 3, D, 6?
3.
Very good.
Oh. I said 2 right away. I knew there was, the lesbian and then because he was married to the lesbian.
Yeah, and then he was married to the girl in England.
The England girl.
He said Rachel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he married Rachel, right?
Mm-hmm. 3 times.
Where did Carol first meet Susan? Was it A, Central Perk, B, Madison Square Garden, C, the gym, D, WGBW?
I think it was the gym, but I'm not sure on that. Yeah.
Correctamundo, to quote the Fonz. How long? All right. Rachel left Ross a drunken voicemail confessing her feelings after Ross and Julie were about to take what big relationship step? A, get a cat. B, move in together. C, lease a car together. D, meet Julie's parents.
Meet the parents? No. Wrong. Cat?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Woo.
All right. We'll end it on a good note. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Absolutely.
This is so
anytime.
Much fun.
Thank you so much.
You are awesome.
All right.
Keep
next time I come,
work.
I want to talk about that roast that happened. The funny roast with Tom Brady. Yeah. Did you love it?
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that next time. All right. Heather Heil, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Terry Bell talking about one of his favorite comedians. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
On a hump day that feels like a Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Judge Juan Merchan will charge the jury. Dom will charge the mound. You better tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair, weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.